This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. A patient is being tested in Dallas for possibly contracting the Ebola virus. The patient was put in isolation at Texas Health Presbyterian because of symptoms and recent travel history consistent with Ebola. Today, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is sending a team to Dallas in case the patient in isolation tests positive for Ebola. Dallas County Health and Human Services Director Zachary Thompson says the results are expected later this afternoon.
We want to caution Dallas County residents to not overreact. The transmission of this particular virus has to take place in terms of bodily fluids, and at this point, there is no indication that there is any type of outbreak in Dallas County.
No Ebola cases have been confirmed so far in the U.S. Several aid workers, including a Fort Worth-trained doctor, have been treated for the disease after contracting it in West Africa. Since there's no proven cure for Ebola, doctors can only provide supportive care, fluids, and pain relief before symptoms become severe. Baylor infectious disease expert Cedric Spock says Texas Health Presbyterian should be capable of handling an Ebola case.
The difference between a rural hospital in West Africa and a 21st century United States hospital is so massive. We got to really beat ourselves on the chest and say we have excellent hospitals here. And so if there's an individual in Dallas who's unfortunate to have Ebola, best chance of surviving is to be at a hospital in Dallas.
Health officials told Dallas County commissioners today they've already begun an investigation to reach out to people who had been in contact with the patient. Dr. Spock says if the patient tests positive for Ebola, epidemiologists will have to track down details like airline flight information and layovers.
And then that's really where the national organizations like the CDC become very important, because they're able to coordinate that kind of a sequential investigation to see where the individual had been.
The CDC says it's received many calls from health departments and hospitals about suspected cases of Ebola. So far, all samples sent to the CDC have tested negative. Some patients who have been put in isolation have instead been found to have malaria. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.